Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Olympics are canceled. Olympics are canceled. And this is the Olympic theme that you will not hear in Tokyo this summer. A few of you are slightly bummed out, but everyone else forgot they were even happening. Sweating, spitting, swimming in the same pool. In a pandemic, not a great idea. People flying in from every country, thinking about it, kind of skews me out. No one's gonna be Simone Biles anyway. Just give her a go. No one cares anyway.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Stand By for News.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Several Republican lawmakers are objecting to what they call drafting errors in the nearly $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. Senator Lindsey Graham says, as currently written, anyone collecting unemployment would also get an additional $600 a week from the government.
You want to destroy what's left of the economy? Pass it the way it's written. If you want to help people, give them their wages. But don't pay them more not to work.
The package is designed to ease the economic impact of the virus on the nation's economy, workers, and businesses. Coronavirus continues spreading across Europe.
Spain reporting another 738 coronavirus deaths, moving its total past 3,400. That's more than China, where the outbreak began. Spain now only second to Italy in terms of fatalities.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
Play this a bunch, but you can't play it enough.
And now it's time for Happy Sounds while you're in quarantine. We understand you've been bombarded with serious, life-altering situations, and we can't change that. But we can give you a few seconds of welcomed relief. Here's a baby laughing. Here for more happy sounds while you're in quarantine.
That works for me. Now, this is one I really should have used this for our most electrifying story of the day.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Rosie, brace yourself. I don't know that you've heard this yet, but Oprah is making Stedman stay in the guest house because he was away in a business trip until last Thursday, and he was late to the party in understanding how serious coronavirus is, she explains.
Stedman is at the guest house because Stedman did not arrive from Chicago until Thursday. So Stedman's like, what's the procedure for coming home? The procedure is, you ain't coming and sleeping in my bed. Literally, Ariana, he goes, I'm not. I go, oh, no, 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 no. It doesn't work that way. Have you not been paying attention to the news? Social distancing doesn't mean you're going to go sleep in the bed with the person when you have just got off American Airlines. We cannot play those games. So we're taking it very seriously. You know, my friends say, oh, isn't Stedman upset? Oh, no, he's not. He really is. He's happy to make me safe.
Don't you feel better that Oprah's got Stedman under control?
No.
Okay. Joining us now, one of our great sponsors, Caravita Village, and the president, I believe, right? Terry Scott?
Yes, this is Terry Scott.
Good to have you on the line with us this afternoon. And, of course, so many people I know focused on how to best help out seniors who are, of course, in one of the higher risk categories for this coronavirus. And I'd like you to begin just by telling us a little bit of the background and what Caravita Village does. And I understand that you are operating in other parts of the country as well.
Yes, we are. Hey, we really appreciate being able to come on and share a little bit.
No, this is important. We're glad to welcome you. And we want to thank you, by the way, for being one of our great sponsors as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we've been with Blue Water for over a year now, and very effective means of getting the word out. And yes, we are community owners of Seniors Independent Living mm-hmm. across the country. We've got another facility in Boise, Idaho. But this property here that we manage, this community here in Caravita Village in Montgomery, is real near and dear to our hearts because it's been a real turnaround community. And we have seen such a transformation of not only the property, but both the residents and also the staff. We have had a considerable changeover in the talent that serves our residents. And we're just so thrilled at the demeanor and the love that our staff just have for our residents who come in from so many different backgrounds and from so many different places, literally around the country. We serve a population of 55 plus. The average age of our residents is 70 to 80 years old. And we provide them with three chef-inspired meals a day, transportation, housekeeping once a week, a litany of activities that right now, unfortunately, are limited.
Yeah.
Because we got with our residents about 10 days ago, and we had a gathering with them, and we said, well, you know what? We think that this might be the last meal that you're all going to have together at this time, and we're recommending, as owners of the property, that you self-quarantine in your suites and in your rooms. And, you know, our residents, they watch television, they talk with each other. Mm-hmm. They were fully accepting of the national recommendations that were brought to all of us. And we've had a terrific cooperation amongst our residents to self-quarantine. And we've had no reported cases of the coronavirus within our community.
That's great, thank God.
Or of anyone that's associated with our community, being friends or family, mm-hmm. we've had no reports whatsoever. So what we do is we have gone to a full service menu in their rooms. So three times a day, one of our staff members, or actually two of our staff members, visit each of our residents at their room or their suite and delivers their meals to them. So this is something that really brought to mind and pulled on our personal heartstrings as owners and managers of our community, that there's a lot of seniors out there that are alone.
Yes.
Nobody is checking on them. And we just wanted to get the word out in a public way, in a public service, that the way Caravita wants to give back is we want to tell people, if you're alone right now, you don't have to be alone. Call us up. Go online to caravitavillage.com. Call us at 284-0370. Talk with one of our customer service representatives about your situation and being alone. And in these times, we will come with our people. We will come with our vehicles. We will move you to Caravita on our dime, because it's important that you not be alone. You need to share experiences like our existing residents. We have just under 100 residents that get visited three times a day. Plus, they're sharing in social distancing in a proper way. They come out and they get their mail. They make sure that they're only one person in the mail room at a time. They go out and they walk around all over our 10.5-acre community. You walk twice around the community plus in our park, and that's a mile. And we've got several residents that are doing that, to get outdoors in this good weather and being healthy. But we just can't emphasize enough, don't be alone. There is so many options that we as a senior living community offer, that we can address just about every economic scenario out there. No matter what your income is, we have a different option available. It might be shared living, and it might be a two-bedroom unit, but we have options available that you can come and enjoy three chef-inspired meals daily. You can be checked on by our staff three times a day to make sure that you're doing okay. Plus, we have housekeeping once a week to make sure that we're cleaning your room. And there's just so much more here that a person can share in, can enjoy. And, you know, so often our residents, when they've been here a few days, the common thing that we hear from people is, why did I wait so long?
Let me ask you this. Obviously, circumstances require not just the protocols for sanitation and so forth, but for those who want to visit a loved one that's living at Caravita Village, and Terry Scott, president, is on the phone with us right now, what kind of adjustments have you had to make there?
Yeah, we've really adhered to the national recommendations, mm-hmm. and that is making sure that they fill out a detailed form that's been provided by our co-employer that details all of the places and interactions that people have had. We take their temperature, and we've asked our residents who have complied greatly with limiting the number of visitors, limiting that to over age 12 visitors, because children, they'd love to see their grandparents and whatnot, but there's certain sacrifices that not only they're asking their families to make, but the residents are making too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have a gentleman that said to me the other day, he said, okay, if I take coffee to two or three of the residents, but he says, I'll make sure I stay 6 to 10 feet away when I deliver their coffee to them, just to be a good neighbor.
Sweet.
Very inspiring stories, man. Some residents have access to FaceTime or online communication, that kind of thing?
Oh, yes. We have some wireless throughout the buildings, not full, but we're working on getting it full throughout the building. And FaceTime, cell phones, most residents have cell phones. They're able to keep in regular daily contact with their family and loved ones. And then there's just some residents also have home care that come in. And we make sure that we're testing the home care when they come in as well.
Good. Terry, we really appreciate you taking time out to join us. We're hoping that this situation turns around sooner than later. But if there's any other updates you want to provide, we'll be here for you. And the website is caravitavillage.com.
Yeah.
Give us that number one more time.
That's 284-0370. And really for people to know that Caravita wants to give back and that we'll pay your moving costs right now so that it lessens the burden. Because one of the things that's very difficult in a person's life is a move.
Yeah.
Well, to add the moving costs onto that, we're looking to eliminate that for people. And we have a moving service called Daisy Senior Moves, who actually comes into the home and counsels and helps the senior in downsizing. And that's a very important service. And they've served more than 10 residents in the past year at our community. And we just love them. And we just look to promote those who are working along with us as well. So thank you to Blue Water, who's been a great promoter of our community and helping us to get the word out. And please, just don't be alone, folks. Don't be alone. Come and join us.
284-0370. Terry, stay in touch with us, okay? And we appreciate you taking the time out this afternoon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time as well.
All righty.
God bless.
Take care. It is 4:15 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So up next, we got your local news, the adorable one, who has eaten well today. We'll update the forecast, and maybe we'll roll call today.
Yeah, let's.
Maybe I may spray some Lysol on the Billy Preston song, but it's been a while. I don't want to get too rusty with this stuff. At 4:15.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Thousands of Alabamians are filing for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic causes workplaces to temporarily close or reduce operations. The Alabama Department of Labor said nearly 17,000 people filed unemployment claims over 2 days. Most of the claims were listed as related to the COVID-19 outbreak. The number of COVID-19 cases across Alabama now close to 300. The Alabama Department of Public Health's latest numbers as of this morning show 283 people are infected, with 9 in Montgomery, 9 in Elmore, 3 in Tallapoosa, 1 in Autauga, and 1 in Pike Counties. One group is working to make sure area residents have food on the table during these stressful times. The group Caring for Citizens of Alabama held its monthly food drive. Around 50,000 pounds of food, including milk, crackers, vegetables, and other produce, were distributed to hundreds of Alabama residents. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Had this been a normal spring break situation, and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Goodbye, overpriced coffee shop card. Toodaloo, clothing store card I got for that one-time discount on the perfect little black dress. Adios, high-interest card I should not have opened. Farewell, hardware store card. See you later.
Say goodbye to high-interest credit cards, multiple bill payments, and a wallet full of debt. And say hello to one simple payment with 0% balance transfer to a Guardian Credit Union Visa card. Think local, think Guardian. Call us or apply online today at myguardiancu.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with another update for you. And all in all, we're looking pretty good this afternoon. Light to moderate traffic everywhere. The only congestion we're really seeing is on the 31s. Troy Highway pretty busy this afternoon, as well as the Wetumpka Highway and 31 to Prattville. Other than that, the interstate systems light to moderate through downtown Montgomery, and they're rolling along at the speed limit. Keep it right here. Anything pops up you need to know about, we'll have it for you. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending. When the tiger is on your side, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
So what do we talk about?
Ask me about my winner!
No. That's of limited interest. The Seth Spotlow Experience has joined us.
Yes.
Hey, man, I thought about you last night.
Hey.
I had pants on. No, it was 1917, man.
Oh, you watched the movie?
Yeah, it was great.
It is.
It was great.
As you were watching it, were you not impressed with the production and wondering how they shot those scenes?
It was insane, man. I was like, I wonder how many times this guy had to run back and forth and back and forth, but it was so good.
Yesterday, and the media, the liars, the bastards that they are. Sorry. Hold up the...
You look good today. You sound bad, but you look good. that was Rosie. She looked at me.
And what do I look? I look away from Seth. I look up at the screen, and who do I see?
Rectum.
Juan Williams. Well, one of the people on the five, Greg Gutfeld, you know...
He's getting better and better.
He is. And his star is rising.
Mm-hmm.
This idiot governor, a Democrat, of course, of Nevada, who has put out an executive order making the use of hydroxychloroquine illegal. No prescriptions, no anything, anywhere in the state of Nevada. That's got to be good news for anybody out there that's got COVID-19. They're hearing about this drug on the news. Oh, you can't have it because I'm the governor and I said so.
And that's the guy from in which the state of which the people drank the phosphate version of it, right?
That happened in Arizona. But again, there you go. That's misinformation. Neighbors. So Gutfeld was all over that today, and I'm going to play this clip because every minute of it is gold.
You probably don't need any more evidence that the media is a joke, but I got some anyway. Apparently a man died after eating a chemical used to clean fish tanks. It made the news. Why? Well, he did it to prevent coronavirus, but also it could be blamed on Trump. BuzzFeed, The Hill, NBC, even Forbes claimed he took a drug that Trump had touted. An NBC headline says, Arizona man dies after ingesting chloroquine in an attempt to prevent the coronavirus. Not really. He took something else, chloroquine phosphate, which is deadly. It's like mistaking sodium chloride, which is salt, and sodium hydroxide, that's lye, the stuff that eats your flesh. It's so close. Here's a quote from the Forbes piece. When President Trump incorrectly announced that the FDA had fast-tracked approval of the drugs chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine for treatment of COVID-19, he added, the nice part is it's been around for a long time, so we know that if things don't go as planned, it's not going to kill anybody, except it did, adds the writer. Well, no, it didn't. Like the guy who ate the fish tank cleaner, the writer replaced the promising drug with something worse. And why? Because it fits the narrative. Trump kills someone, finally, and he didn't even shoot him on Fifth Avenue. This isn't just normal Trump derangement. It's derangement that might cause people to avoid treatment out of fear. Look, all drugs carry risks, and the companies put them on the label. Maybe it's time for the media to have a warning label, too. Warning can be mistaken for truth. Only take with a grain of salt.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
So to him, I say,
what is wrong with you?
Really? Trump derangement syndrome, it's obvious. We're going to roll call. I need the work, everybody.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Thanks for calling.
You got to have something.
He's a tool.
If you want to be with me.
He sure is a tool.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something.
You're so naughty.
If you want to be with me.
I go, would you give me a hand in the back?
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Stop scratching your... Tell me where it is.
Tell me how fast enough the job is off.
I dropped my hot pocket.
We are now entering hell. Please keep your hands and elbows inside the car.
Go back to ISIS.
Say God, give. Give him a take again.
I'll have what she's having.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
I'm Gumby, baby.
Oh, my God.
Judges, I await your scores through Facebook, email. Oh,
good.
I already got one from Gary. 9.69. Yeah. I did have one that ran one split second over the vocal. in the music.
Couldn't tell. It sounded good.
Oh, man. Please have a good thought for our buddy Ray. He's part of our Baumhauer's group. And he's got the axe. Hope this is over soon. So do we. And millions of people. I mean, it's a. Did you get a chance to read that column yet?
Yeah, in the process.
I'm sending her to Evelyn Wood. Oh, you wouldn't even know who that is.
Not a clue. Today I downloaded on my phone some Don Rickles, so I didn't listen to it yet, but I'm getting there.
Don Rickles.
Yesterday was Andy Griffith. So.
Hey, yeah, that's right. We have that the football clip if we're looking for something distracting to play. One thing I've seen way too much of in Facebook are people doing horrible song parodies while they're, I guess they're trying to make themselves viral. And I applaud having fun. But, I mean, I've seen some stuff that on my worst day. I would rather play a political speech by Nancy Pelosi than some of the dreck that's been coming on. Some of them have been that bad. Where did I want to go next with this? Federalist is a very reasoned and conservatively intellectual website. And they've got a piece out today called Inaccurate Virus Models Are Panicking Officials Into Ill-Advised Lockdowns. And again, this has to be the concern. That's why the president putting some type of a goal out there. Look, we still have a full week of March left. Easter is the second Sunday in April, the 12th. So we're talking
Two and a half weeks from now.
Do you want to go through 2.5 more weeks of everything closed, nothing to do? I don't think that, you know, I guess they're going to have to be more cautious in places like New York where they're experiencing the spread of coronavirus like they are in Italy. You can't social distance in New York because your next door neighbor is on top of you or in the apartment next door. They're all sharing a lot of those older buildings are poorly ventilated. I don't think that's helping. A scan of statements by media, state governors, local leaders, county judges, and more show relying on the same source, an online mapping tool called COVID Act Now. The site says it's built to enable political leaders to quickly make decisions in their coronavirus response. An interactive map provides users a catastrophic forecast for each state should they wait to implement. COVID Act Now suggests strict measures to flatten the curve, but a closer look at how many of their predictions have already fallen short and how they became a ubiquitous resource around the country overnight suggests something more sinister. When Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins announced a shelter-in-place order on Dallas County on Sunday, he placed COVID Act Now, or displayed COVID Act Now, with the graphs with predictive outcomes after 3 months of certain drastic measures aren't taken. The NBC Dallas affiliate also embedded that model in their story. The headline of an NBC Oregon affiliate featured COVID Act Now data and a headline blaring coronavirus model now sees Oregon hospitals overwhelmed by mid-April. Both the Oregonian and East Oregonian published stories to further spread that statement. The governor of Michigan cited the same website. The models are now being shared across social media, news reports, and so forth. COVID Act Now predicted by March 19th, the state of Tennessee could expect 190 hospitalizations of patients with confirmed Wuhan virus. By March 19th, they only had 15. In New York, COVID Act Now claimed nearly 5,400 New Yorkers would have been hospitalized by March 19th. The number is around 750. The site also claimed 13,000 New York hospitalizations by March 23rd. The actual number, around 2,500. So why is this still being used? It's already wrong. In Georgia, COVID Act Now predicted 688 hospitalizations by March 23rd. By that date, they had around 800 confirmed cases in the whole state and fewer than 300 hospitalized. In Florida, COVID Act Now predicted by March 19th, the state would face 400 hospitalizations. On that date, Governor Ron DeSantis said 90 people had been hospitalized. So why is something so wrong being so widespread when it's already shown itself to be not just a little off, but way off? in terms of its predictions. That's why I turned to the National Enquirer Room for my news, because I had to be kind of, not tough, but stop watching NBC. Stop watching the networks. They are as anti-Trump as ever. They hate that he is doing a pretty good job with this. Nobody's perfect. Why aren't you screaming to the sky for all these people you claim to care about while Nancy Pelosi adds all this bullshit into the bill and then delays passing it by a day every day? The people that are in desperate need are waiting. And yeah, it's not right to draft a bill that incentivizes unemployment where people will make more by not working than working. Let's hope that the vast majority of people who have been put out of work can't wait to get back. Here is Sam.
Orange man bad. Hey, Greg, I just had the whole thing on that bill. It was, I remember the first time I heard about it from the president, it was supposed to be speedy relief. And it is getting jerked around and worked, and just, it's amazing how it's just it's almost like a total contempt.
Well, let me tell you this. The town hall that Trump held yesterday had the highest rating for any town hall by a president or politician in history.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, I missed it.
They're starting to listen to him. People are just, they're aware. They're not stupid.
That's it. There's a lot of people in this country that are not stupid. And that's the saving grace. I've had one question I've been wanting to ask you for days. Mm-hmm. You talk about a parody. Has anyone parodied the old 70s classic Kung Fu Fighting yet?
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing it in my mind. I just hadn't heard it on the radio yet. But Kung Fu Fighting, Funky China Man from Funky Chinatown. Gave us all the disease, brought the market down. It's like it could write itself.
All right, hang on.
Everybody,
all right.
Sam, asking you.
Greg, you are an absolute gentleman. That's what I get from missing parts of your show. But thank you very much.
That'll teach you.
Watch all the time. Or listen.
Let's see. I need a place to put that where I can access it. I'm going to I hate to do it, but I'm going to have to put it where Lady and the Tramp is.
Oh.
Okay.
It's the Lady and the Tramp.
The only happy music.
This is now the official Seth Spotlow Experience theme song. Are you happy? Are you happy? Are you happy?
That is kite flying music.
Yes, as I flutter up the stairs.
Let's talk to Cooter. He's always...
Somewhere around 1974 in Montgomery, Alabama, I went into a 7-Eleven store and bought a K-Tel album that had that Kung Fu Fighting on it.
Yeah, they used to, what was the company that used to advertise those greatest hit? K-Tel.
K-Tel.
Now that you mention that, thank you, Cooter. I have a K-Tel bit that Rusty Aldrich sent me a long time ago.
Oh, good.
Lovesick hit, so I'll play that coming up. It'll give us a few moments of relief.
Do you ever do something bad and still feel good about it? Here's what happened. Yesterday I heard you say that the pizza factory was closed. I was in Walmart today, and I bought unopened cases of peeps and all the open cases they have.
You're a peep hoarder.
Yes, and I'm going to resell them because they're not going to be able to make any more before Easter.
Yeah, they did close that factory down, but there's something about a peep that they're forever. So I don't think...
forever? Terrible.
You mean I'm stuck with a bunch of peeps now? Hey,
you might be.
Listen to this. Seth Spotlow. With that voice, depending on what he says with that voice, I bet women's clothes just fall right off. And one last thing. If you're going to play any bits anytime soon, do the one, I'm My Own Grandpa.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's a good one. Maybe you're going to be listening till 6?
I'll be here.
Because that's a little long, but it's a great way to wrap up the show. And I may stick that on. I'm going to paste it into the 5 o'clock hour, if that's okay with you, sir.
All right. I love all you guys. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, man.
Have a good one. Here, that's Crawdad.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hey.
How you hanging?
To all the young people that are thinking about going to the beach, which is really a nice idea most of the time. If you go to the beach and you cannot maintain a 10-foot radius around your fleet floops, you might get the COVID virus. And then here's your sign. I saw the video on TV. They show kids down at the beach. They're all piled together like a bunch of lemmings.
Yeah,
did nobody tell you?
There was a kid that licked a toilet seat.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And got it. He got the COVID from the toilet seat.
My God.
That's just insanity.
It just amazes me.
What? You know, a dumbass.
Yeah.
There you go.
Classic.
That's right. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there that, you know, you need to keep 10 feet between your fleet bloops if you want to be safe.
All right. Now, you know what? I've been playing it, and thank you for reminding me. When you hang up, I'm going to play that bit for you, okay?
Hey, folks, man. God bless you.
God bless you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Take care, y'all.
All right, so for our buddy Crawdad, and because it is such a happy and welcoming thing, before we head into traffic and local news and the forecast.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, guys, let's make it happen.
Okay, let's roll.
Yes, let's go.
All right,
let's go.
Let's go, people. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going.
It's 4:39
on FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on Highway 80. This is going to be out past the airport at Mitchell Young Road. There's an injury involved in this accident. If you're headed out that way this afternoon, please watch out for emergency vehicles. We have a lot of congestion on the West-South Boulevard from I-65 over to South Court Street. We're still really busy at all the major intersections around the boulevard. I-65 and 85 rolling at the speed limit right now, but we have no accidents on either of those main arteries through Montgomery. Use caution wherever you are and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. At Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, you can avoid the crowds. Tell them what you want, and they will bring the vehicle to you for your own private test drive. Call Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. They'll do the rest. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Bum, 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 bum. Mr. Sandman.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, and yes, we are open right now. We are open 7 days a week, there to help you out, or we're delivering to your homes. Just call us at 270-0074. We're doing repairs. We're there for gifting. We're cleaning your jewelry in a very safe way. We're doing appraisal services. We're buying gold. We're trading. We're doing anything that we need to do to help the community during the crisis. Stay safe and come visit us or say hi or just call us, 270-0074. Thanks.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The number of COVID-19 cases across Alabama now close to 300. The Alabama Department of Public Health's latest numbers as of this morning show 283 people are infected, with 9 in Montgomery, 9 in Elmore, 3 in Tallapoosa, 1 in Autauga, and 1 in Pike Counties. Thousands of Alabamians are filing for unemployment benefits as the coronavirus pandemic causes workplaces to temporarily close or reduce operations. The Alabama Department of Labor said nearly 17,000 people filed unemployment claims over 2 days. Most of the claims were listed as related to the COVID-19 outbreak. One group is working to make sure area residents have food on the table during these stressful times. The group Caring for Citizens of Alabama held its monthly food drive. Around 50,000 pounds of food, including milk, crackers, vegetables, and other produce, were distributed to hundreds of Alabama residents. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Had this been a normal spring break situation, and nothing's normal these days, this is a really pretty good week of weather. Tonight will be dry and a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 57. Tomorrow, I think there'll be a lot of sunshine around, and we are headed for record territory tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. With high temperatures in the upper 80s tomorrow, I think we'll be near 90 on Friday and upper 80s on Saturday. We should be dry each of those days until we get to late Saturday into Saturday evening, Saturday night, when showers and thunderstorms start to move in, then cooler on Sunday. And the pollen count's still in the very high range for the next few days right on through Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mentioned this a moment ago.
New from KTEL, Lovesick, the ultimate collection of nauseating, gooey, and repugnant love songs. 22 stomach-turning hits, 22 stomach-turning stars. Billy Joel.
I love you just the way you are.
Stevie Wonder.
I just call to say I love you.
Whitney, I mean Whitney Houston.
And I will always love you.
As a special bonus, all of Side 2 will contain big names in rock who gave away their balls to get the chicks with these big love hits. Journey. Foreigner. Eric Clapton. So much for Clapton is God. Also on KTEL Lovesick, you'll get two great Midwestern rock bands who sold out and wimped out. Chicago. And Styx.
Babe, I love you.
And we cannot forget the quarry-trained voice of Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful.
Now, doesn't that make you want to induce vomiting? That's why you need K-Tel's Lovesick. Tastes so much better than syrup of Ipecac. But wait, there's more. You'll also get Don't Know Much by Ronstadt and Neville, Endless Love by Ross and Ritchie, The One That You Love by Air Supply. All hell, you'll get the entire Air Supply collection when you buy Lovesick by K-Tel. Guaranteed to get you a date or we'll blow up one for you.
I blew up your body, but you blew my mind.
K-Tel Lovesick, available on CD, cassette, vinyl, or illegal download. Just $14.99 or $14.98 to make this commercial go away. K-Tel, because...
It is 4:47 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Taking a break from the relentlessly negative. I just noticed the White House is urging people traveling from New York to self-quarantine for 14 days. It's bad enough you bring your bad ideas and bad politics to places like Florida and North Carolina primarily. Don't bring the disease too. Anyway, in other news, this, you know, this COVID crisis has taken our minds off really important stuff like Meghan Markle and Harry, Prince Harry, and what's going on. According to the newest National Enquirer, days before Prince Harry and his defiant wife, Meghan, undertook their last official royal duty, Queen Elizabeth said this to the young prince.
I'm begging you.
Divorce her. Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, I believe the Enquirer a lot more than they do the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth didn't mince words. She told Harry, divorce Meghan. She's just using you. A senior palace courier revealed to the National Enquirer. She told Harry that dumping his American bride was the only way to save the royal family and himself. The ailing 93-year-old monarch and her grandson, 35, met for a clear the air, or as some call it, a come to Jesus meeting.
Mm.
You ever heard that term?
Yes.
Yeah, that means this is serious.
Let's get serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to save the royal family and himself. This happened on March the 1st before Meghan, 36, flew in from their $14 million Canadian love nest for the couple's final engagement at the Commonwealth Day Service. During the emotional four-hour meeting, Her Majesty, we're on a little bit more informal basis with her.
Hello, Queen!
Assured the Duke of Sussex that he would always be welcomed back into the royal family, but not Monster. Repeat, Monster Meghan. Meghan's plot to rip her husband away from his family is unforgivable in Elizabeth's mind, dished the source. But the last straw was Meghan cruelly refusing to bring baby Archie to London for their final days as working royals. Her Majesty apparently expressed great sadness that she and her husband, Prince Philip, have seldom seen Archie since he was born.
That is terrible. So sad.
Well, that's what happens when you marry Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a picture of cute little Archie here. Is it? Hang on. I got to observe all the COVID compliance stuff.
Here,
okay.
Here.
Hey. Are you throwing up or sneezing?
It's a sneeze, but it's in there.
Oh, we got to get back now. Oh, we thought his head could not get any closer to the trash can, but it got.
What the hell do they eat during the day in the studio?
Oh.
Sneeze ain't gonna. Doesn't. Oh, wait a minute.
Greg, here.
What's that? Oh, it's a napkin.
Yes.
Just give us a heads up. We'll leave the room.
When did they invent these?
That could at least keep the mist from spraying.
Droplets.
Hey, one of the great local businesses that's hanging in there with us is John Lee Paints. And again, if you're off at home or whatever, be productive. You know, make lemonade out of lemons. Go grab a gallon of Richard's paint and redo a room, or get a gallon of John Lee's Solar Proof in a color that works for the exterior of your home and do some painting, spruce things up, brighten things up. You'll feel better. This is a great local business with 3.5 decades of service to the River Region. They've got an expert team on hand to answer any questions you might have about the right rollers and brushes to use. And they can color consult if you're not quite sure which way to go. I can tell you this, though. Richard's paint leaves a finish that's remarkable. It's like velvet, and it is so consistent. They can teach you how to patch a hole if you need to do that, or how to prepare a surface. Does it need to be clean in advance? Those kinds of things. I can't answer those questions, but they can. And we've used their products now for several years, and they are everything they claim to be. The Solar Proof is amazing for exterior paint. I mean, it not only lasts, but it's mildew resistant. So if it gets a little dirty, as all outdoor parts of your home, patio and stuff are going to get, you just rinse it off. If you're using a paint that allows mildew to grow, you're talking about buying a scraper or one of those wire brushes, and you're looking at a major project. So spare yourself the agony and get with the experts at John Lee Paints. 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner, we're all trying to keep things going. Thanks.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
The Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending mixed after lawmakers and the White House reached an agreement on a $2 trillion stimulus package. However, stocks pairing from bigger gains into the close after Senator Bernie Sanders threatened to hold up a vote on the coronavirus relief bill. The Dow closing up 496 points for its first back-to-back gain since early February. The Nasdaq down 34, S&P 500 down 28. And new unemployment benefit claims are rising to levels not seen in recent U.S. history. States have reported receiving tens of thousands of new claims for unemployment insurance last week. Official figures will be released tomorrow, and some economists project that new claims could reach as much as 4 million nationwide. And shares of Facebook falling 3%. The social media giant said usage of its platforms has surged, but added that it's also seeing a weakening of its ad sales business. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Traffic is brought to you by Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Enjoy the beautiful outdoors at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Check out their gorgeous plants and flowers on Facebook and make your home amazing with Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, located off Highway 110 in Fitzpatrick.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we had an accident earlier, Highway 80 at Mitchell Young Road. An injury involved with that accident. Watch out, we still have fire medics and emergency vehicles on the scene there. That's Highway 80 out past the airport. Just heard of a new accident, minor in nature, East South Boulevard at the Farmers Market. That's going to be near South Court Street. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Elsewhere, we've got moderate traffic on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road looking pretty good. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Invisible Fence is following all recommendations to sanitize and to keep you and your pets safe. Everything is wiped down. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585, keeping you and your pet safe. Invisible Fence. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, let's take a look at our social media for a second, shall we?
Yes.
I did post the article from The Federalist, and this is significant, and you should share this if you can. The media and politicians have based coverage and decisions on the model that's pictured in the photo. It's not only been wrong, it's been way wrong by huge numbers. This is a seriously consequential and bad judgment on their part. The story behind the Nevada governor ordering the banning of hydrochloroquine for COVID treatment because an idiot drank I can say it right the first time, but not the second.
Hydrochloroquine.
Thank you. Thank you. With phosphate, which is a fish tank cleaner, it's right. A slightly different thing. Here's a way to stave off the virus. People are sharing their feelings about Pelosi stalling the relief bill. And yeah, I do think they need to fix it. You don't want to incentivize folks who... And I really hope most people aren't wired this way, who would do better not going back to work and just collecting this relief that is going to be out there. The idea is to, and you know, get the money into the hands of small businesses. Our local restaurants, man, yesterday was Takeout Tuesday, but that's the way it is right now everywhere. So those who can every day should be Takeout Day. We're going to...
It's going to be Takeout Wednesday today.
Takeout Wednesday, Takeout Thursday. It doesn't have to be a day that starts with a T. We're going to, since we're, Baumhauer's has been a Wednesday night tradition, we're going to do them tonight. And I got to tell you, I've been a friend of Bob's for so long, and it just, it hurts to hear somebody who is really so strong in all the right ways, as a family man, businessman, feel so uncertain about the future of his business because of this situation. Today also happens to be Elton John's 73rd birthday. So before we hit Fox at the top of the hour, I will play a montage of Elton's greatest hits in 60 seconds right after this.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported